said, Imcha ben Bagbag, like you could keep him, let him stay with you. Yechidoyu, he's only a yochid, we don't paskin like him. Oh, pligi rabbonin alein, the rabbonin argue on ben Bagbag. Therefore, Rav Yehuda says, I hold like the rabbonin, therefore there's no kasha upon Rav Yehuda.
Now the Gemara says that Rabbi Yanai, Omer Rabbi Yanai says, another teretz that my shover ashinov, even according to ben Bagbag. What does it mean to say that you let it go and take in your own thing and even break his teeth? It doesn't mean literally you let it take the law into your own hand and break his teeth to get it, but rather bedin just means you're supposed to go and be tovei and bring it to a din Torah and let the bedin get it. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita that loy over inish adin lanashe. For the Gemara, if that's Pshan ben Bagbag, what does he mean to say? He says to him, rather v'yomrim loy mi boy loy. Should have said that Bezdin says to him, not he's saying it, but Bezdin is saying. And what's the lashon of Shalian in Eitel? I'm taking my own Shaloi hu loytel. It should have been Bezdin saying that the person is only taking his own thing. So Gemara says, Kasha, this type of Kasha, a little Kasha on Rabbi Yannis Prat and Rabbi in Ben Bagbag. The Chorot Smashma then Ben Bagbatak holds of it inish dinu lanashe. Like all parma, it's not a kasha near Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds he's the yochid, yechidoi, and we paskin like the rabbonin. Nothing more says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring another proof. Toshima, it says aloho, that shor sho'olo agave chaveru lahorgo. If one shor jumped on top of another shor, and it looked like he had intentions to kill him. Ubo balatachta, now the owner of the bottom shore came, vishomat eshaloi, and pulled out his shore to save his shore. Vinofal elyonomase, and therefore the top one like fell off it and died. So locher is pota, that the second one that pulled out his own shore, he's pota for killing the top one. So my love, aren't we talking about bemuid, that even though the top shore was a muid, by being a muid, therefore the lack of psaida, there's no psaida. In other words, even if he wouldn't have pulled out his shore, but he would have let the top shore kill his shore, the top shore is a mu'ud. So the Baal HaShor would have had to pay him for the loss he had. So really he would have no loss. Still it says here that Ovid Inish Dinu L'Navshei, you have a right to go and take the law in your own hand and pull out your shore, even though it means to kill the top one. So Chutz Raya to Rav Nachman, even though there's no Pseida, still will say this new Svar of Ovid Inish Dinu L'Navshei. Tomorrow says, Loi B'tam. I'll tell you the case here somewhere where it's a tam. Where it's a tam, therefore it's called, you have a psaida, you have a loss. Because if you would have waited first to go to Bezdin, it could be by that time the top shore would have killed your shore, and he's only a tam, you would only have to, owner would only have to pay a chatzin ezek, so you would lose out a chatzin ezek. So therefore here everybody agrees, Ovid Inish Dinu L'Navshei, this would not be approved through Rav Nachman. And the Gemara says, Loi B'tam, Dikib Seida. Fred Gemari, Hochi, if so, that's the case talking about a tam, Eimo Seifa. What does the Seifa say? That Doch Voile El Yoinumeis. Let's say you push off the top one. Again, where one shore went on top of your shore to kill your shore. So the owner now comes, the owner of the bottom one comes and pushes off the top one. Umeis and he dies. The Locher is Chayiv. Therefore, the one that pushed him off is Chayiv. The question is why? Vi betam, if we're talking about that the top one is a tam, if so, amai chayif, why is the owner of the bottom one that pushed off the top one chayif for killing him? Because it's of it din l'nafshi, according to everybody it should be kasha. If the top one's only a tam, so therefore the bottom one had a right to push off the top one in order not to have a loss. If he would go to Bezdin, maybe by that time the top one would kill his shore, and the top one's only a tam would only pay a chatzin ezek. So the owner would have a loss. Therefore, you're telling me, according to everybody, it's over in his din l'nafshei. So if so, why is the owner of the bottom one chayef to pay for the fact he pushed off the top one? So the more answers, I'll tell you, it's no kasha. Even if it's talking about a tam, I'll tell you, shahoyu lo l'shomtoi v'lo shomtoi. Even if you're like over in his din l'nafshei, you're first supposed to try and do it the best way possible that you don't do any damage. So you should have just pulled out your shore. You had no right to push off the top one. You should have just pulled out yours. So since you went and pushed off the top one, that's called a ditch like kedin, therefore, yechayif. But in the case where you do it kedin, it could be like Rav Nachman, of an inish, din l'nafshei, even b'mokim, there's no obseda. Toshima, come in here. It says, Alocho hamama lechotze chaveroi. Kade yain bekade shemen. If somebody goes and fills up his friend's chotze, or his friend's in front of his house, full of his pitchers of wine or of shemen, Reuven goes and takes all his pitchers of wine and shemen and clogs up the entrance to Shimon's house. It says, Balachotze Shimon, the owner of his house, Mishabe v'yotze, when he goes out of his house, he's allowed to break the barrels in order to move, to go. And Mishabe v'nichlmas, he could break the barrels in order to get in. And Omer of Nachman v'yitzel, Nachman v'yitzel, so it's Churatzaraya to Re'atur of Nachman. That you see here, over in his Dinul Anavshay. And the Chur, what's the big rush? Let him first go to Bezdin, and let Bezdin make him take away the barrels. What gives him the right to break the barrels? Churatzaraya, that over in his Dinul Anavshay. Gemara says, no, Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, Mishabe v'yitzel le'Bezdin. You know what the case here is talking about, that he has the right to go and just break the barrels? It's he's going to Beis Din. In other words, he's not really doing Dinul Anavshei, but he wants to go now to Beis Din to get Beis Din to take away the barrels. Just he has to get out of his house, even to go to Beis Din, so that much he's allowed to break according to everybody. And no, I didn't. What's the going back in again? Mishabe v'nichnas l'hovi z'chui Yosef. He's going back in again also to get his chusim to prove it that he owns it. Rashid going to Mhoi is their turn of Shechatera Shaloi. That's it, as Reuven was complaining and saying, I filled up this chotzer full of my barrels because I hold I own the chotzer. So Shimon had to go back into his house to bring the proof, his deeds, that he owns it. So that's what we're talking about. That's what going out means to Beis Din and coming in to get your own proof. But it could be not to go to Beis Din, just stop off at Inish, Tidl and Avshay. Maybe for that you have no Raya. So Toys asked the question, before we said that you were supposed to pull out your shore and not throw off the top one. So Chori here also, what gives you the right to go out and break the barrels? Why don't you just have to push the barrels on the side? So Toys says, Hainu mishum de leka tircha b'shmita. Yesim b'tchif. Because over there, to pull out your shore or to push off the top one, it's come out the same tircha. Therefore, you have no right to push off the top one. You're supposed to pull out yours. But over here, here they didn't tell you you have to bother by putting the pitchers one on top of another that you should walk out. If somebody clogged up your chutzar, your entrance to your house, you have no way to get out, according to everybody here, you would be allowed to just go and break the barrels. Toshima, come in here, says, Minayin, how do we know? Lenirza. If you have your Eved Ivri that wanted to stay and work for you, so you made him a Nirza. He's able to work until Yovel. Shekola lo Yomov. Now what came Yovel, he's supposed to go out free. And he doesn't want to go out free. V'raboy misorov boilotzes. And his master is fighting with him, telling him, you have to leave, leave. V'choval, and the master has to fight with him, to tell him to go. V'yoso boi chabura. And he hit him. He made a chabura when he told him to leave. Shu Potter, how do we know to say the master is Potter? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Lo Sikhu Kaifer Loshuv. You're not supposed to take Kaifer Loshuv to return, so we dash in Lo Sikhu Kaifer Leshev. Don't take Kaifer for somebody that wants to sit, stay by you. Type of a drosha we make. So you see that you're not chayim for the Chabola, for the hitting, the damage you do to your Eved, since you want him to leave. So Rashi says, like Dorosh Bo, Darshan like this, L'shev, L'misha, Reitza, L'shuv, L'kukolei, somebody wants to return to his bed, L'yas Eved, to be an Eved. So kids, so we Darshan here that you can't take Kaifa. So L'chur, it's a proof, it's Chur, it's a right to Rav Nachman, that Ovid Inish, Dinu L'Navshei, that the master has the right even to hit his Eved, to make his Eved leave him, since that's the din is now that the Eved is supposed to leave. So since that's the din, then the master has the right even to hit him, to take the law in his own hand. So Chur, you see a riot to Rav Nachman, the Chur, there's no psaid here, there's no loss. Like really, he could have waited and went to Beis Din first, but still he has a right to fight and hit him himself. So Chur, it's a proof to Rav Nachman that Ovid Inish Din L'Navshei. So where it says, no, Hocha B'may Yaskinin, you know what we're talking about over here? The Avdo Ganvo, that this Eved Ivri now like became a Ganav. So therefore, there's psaid, there's a loss for letting him stay by you. So therefore you have a right to throw him out, even if it means to hit him, because otherwise you'll have a loss to let him stay around until you go to Beis Din. Fred the Gemara, what's going on here? Ad ha'idna loigona. Up until now, obviously he didn't steal. Because if he would have stole, Mistam, he would have got rid of him before. Fahashta gonav, and now, punk, that's the Metzias, and now he starts to steal. Why should that be? So Murray says, yes, it's possible. So I'll tell you like this. Ad ha'idno, up until now, heve emasei the raviolei. Up until now that he was an eved, he had to work for his master, he had fear of his master on him. Therefore he would not steal from his master. But hashta now, the lestle aims to the raviolei, now that he doesn't have any fear over his master, I'll tell you, because really, Yoifel came and he's supposed to go out free, now we're afraid he'll start to steal from the master. Like he knows he has to leave, so if the master will go to Bezdin, during that time he'll go and steal and rob the master. Therefore here it's called like the Mokum Seda, that's why here like everybody would agree that there's such a cloud of Ova Inish, Dina Lanashe. Alright, turn over. The Gemara says that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omar, another Akimta. You know why it's called the Mokum Seda over here? Because it's talking about the Eved Shemosa Leraba Shivcha Kananis. That the master gave this Eved Ivri to live with a Shivcha Kananis. And therefore, Ad Eden, up until now, heter, it was done beheter. The Eved Ivri was allowed to live with the Shivcha Kananis. But for Hashta now, that Yoivel came and really is supposed to be freed, Isura, really now it's Beissa. So Vaistois, the Svara, since he's doing an Issa, that's just like a Masvara of the Mokum Seder. Therefore, here everybody would agree, of the Inish Dinla Nafshe. You have a right to take the law in your own hand and make sure your Eved leaves not to do an Issa, not to live with the Shivcher anymore, since he's not an Eved Ivri anymore. Tashma, come I'll bring another proof. It says, HaMeniach Esakad B'Rishus HaRabim, if somebody put down his picture in Rishus HaRabim, Obo Achav Nisko Bo, and somebody else came and tripped over it, V'Shover and broke it, Potter. The person that broke it is Potter. Taima, what's the reason? The Niskal Bo. Because he tripped, it wasn't his fault. Hoshover, Mashmanov, the person went deliberately and broke it. Chayiv, he's Chayiv. So the Kashir is, like Rashi says, that the Ukmo Rav Liyel B'Mamal Rishus Rabim Kulachovius. Rav himself said the case of the Mishnah is that the person flooded with the whole Rishus Rabim full of barrels. So a person had no way, he had no way, and there's no space for him to walk through. Still it's Mashma. Why is he put there? Only because he tripped. For Mashma, be a dying to go and break it, he has no right to break it. So here we see from our Mishnah that Alma loy of it inish dinir lanavshei. And now Philip Mokam said, even though you have no other way to go through, you would have no right to break the barrels. So Mara says, no, it could be really hu adin. Masa Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derova. That he wants answer and says, really, hu adin afilu shavra. The same malach would apply even if they break the barrel. Also, because there is a svar of it in his dinul anafshei, he has a right to break the barrel. I v'hadik tani niskal, why does it say a svar of niskal that he tripped? I did the kaboy le mis nesefer, since he wants to say in the sefer, like we answered before, im huzak balabayis chayiv niskai, that if the person himself hurt himself when he tripped in and broke the kli, he hurt himself, so the balakli is chayiv to pay for the damage. In such a case, the dafka niskal, only because he tripped. Avul shavar, if he broke it, then loy, then even though he has a right to break the kli, because of in if in lanavshei, but if he gets hurt there, the balakli is not chayiv. Because the svar is, to you asit nafshe, he hurt himself. Since he did damage to himself, that's the ptura, the balakli doesn't have to pay for his damage. But really, it could be huadin, of it in his din lanafshe, if a person floods the Rishus Rabim with kelim, you have a right to walk through, you have a right to go and break it. Samar says now, that's when the Reish also says under the word Niskal, even though really would apply the same halacha if he broke it. Toshima, come in here. The pasuk says the kata soyas kapo, that we chop off a hand. Again, this is a case where two men were fighting and one wife came and hit the other man. So it says there, where she did damage to him, he cut off her hand. So we dash in mom, and it means to share she has to pay for the damage that she caused. My love, aren't we talking about Bisheni Yechod Lahatzai the Aydei Dovracher? That she couldn't have stopped this other man from hitting her husband. This is the only way she could have stopped him. And still we see if this is the way she stopped him by hitting him, she's chayav to pay for the damage. So here we see, Loy of Inish Din Lanasha, you have no right to take the law in your own hand. So Mara says, Loy, no, that's not the case. She Yechod Lahatzai Aydei Dovracher. The pasuk is only talking about where she has another way to save him. She didn't have to hit him. So therefore, now that she went to hit him, that's not called Ovedina, that's the wrong din, that's why she's chayiv. So Mar says, what do you want to tell me? Avo, but what's going to be? Ainu yechodah lahatzai aydei dover achar. But let's say she can't save herself through any other way. The only way she could save her husband is by hitting this man. Then petura, then she would be potter. She hits the man because of inezinu lanafshei. She has the right to hit the man. For the Gemara, yochi, if so, adit toni sefer. What does the sefer say? Veshol chayoda, when she hits the man, prat l'shliach bezdin. We dashed in, you know who's potter? Or shliach bezdin is potter. L'chura, because he has the right to do it. So for the Gemara, liflog v'listener b'rido, if you want to say, okay, that she's potter, you could have even made a difference by she herself, b'rido, by her. We should have said like this. When do we say, when is the loch said that she's chayiv, only be shechor l'hatzeh, the dov racher? When she could have saved herself through a dov racher. When she could have saved the husband, not by hitting the man, therefore there's no din to hit the man, that's why she's chayiv. But if she can't protect her husband by any other way, and therefore she hit the other man, p'tura she would be potter. So why do you have to come on to a p'tura of a shliach bezdin? Even by the isha herself should be potter. So Mar says, true, hochinami karma, this is what Taka means to say. That when do we say that she's chayiv, when she could save herself another way. Therefore there's no din to hit the man. But in the case that ain't yichud lahatza aydei dov racher, but in the case where she couldn't have saved the husband any other way, the only way she could save the husband is by hitting this man. Nase yoda kashliach bezdin. Then her hand, her hitting now becomes like a shliach bezdin, because we say the svara of it inish din elanashay. She has the right to take the law in her own hand, and her hand now becomes like a shliach bezdin uptura. That's why she's potter. So, Pekitza could be, we owe the svar of an Inish Din Lanashe. Here there's no proof to say, not that way. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape. You're holding up Chof Chesam and Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. But Tosh Shema. We saw this. Another one, next to the list there, no, to the bottom one. Yitor Shema. There's again, in the middle of the Shiloh, we hold, of it is Dinul Anafshe or not. So, Tor Shema. Hare Shehoisa Derech Harabim Oiveres Patech Sadeyu. Hare Shehoisa Derech Harabim Oiveres Patech Sadeyu. If you have a Derech Harabim, means like a path that the Rabim use, they walk through your fields. So you don't like it, you want to stop them from walking through your fields. So not lo, you took away that field like, v'nosam lehem min atzad, and instead you gave them another field on the side. You gave them a field on the side to use. So the loch, in your field. So loch is mashenosan nosam, the new field, that the new path that you gave them, they're allowed to use. That's called, it says, v'shaloi lo hegia, and your own path that you had originally, your first path, you can't keep either. So the kids, you lose out, you're a double loser now. That first they went through your rishus and you didn't like it, so you want to do a switch with them, give them another path instead of that path. So you lose out both ways. Now the question is why? V'yamrit, if you're going to tell me, of it in his din l'nafshe, a person has a right to do the din for himself. In other words, if that's the halacha, you could do it, take it in your own hands. If so, linkon pizra v'leisav. Why can't you just take a stick and put it there to tell the people you can't go through my road? Now Rashi says, Yikach makel, take a stick, v'yeshav aderech harisha, and stand by the first road. To adinahu, it's a din. To amrit, because you say, mashenosan nosan, almo chiluf mal yehevi. Now the Huri is saying what he gave is called given. So Mel, you made a good exchange. So if you made a good exchange, so why can't you keep your first field back? So why can't you take it back? Like it says, what you gave is called giving the second field they have a right to use now, so why can't you get back your first field? Just stop them from going through. How come the din is you can't stop them from going through the first field? So Mar says, Omer Rav Zvid, Mishmei Derovo, Gzeira Shem Yitin Lehem Derech HaGlaksan. Here it's a new Gzeira. We're afraid, Taka, that you give them the second road would be a crooked road. It's not going to be such a good road like the first road. So therefore Rashi says, Lav Dinhu, Taka Natalochi, you don't have a right to do this. You have a right to do it. Dinot, to give them another field instead of the first field. But to give them a crooked field, that's not a din. So that's what we're afraid about. So even if you gave them a good field, still we say it's no good.
Rav Mesharshi Omar, b'noisilhem derech haklaksan. No, we're talking about that was the case. The case here was that the second field you gave them was a crooked field. So therefore you can't say like you're satisfied. You did the right din because you didn't do it. They first had a straight road. Now you come and give them a crooked road, that's no good. Rav Ashi Omar, kol min hatzad derech haklaksan hu. It automatically has to be a crooked road. In other words, at the beginning, they had a right to go through in the middle of your field. So in the middle of your field, it's always good for the people on both sides of the field. Now that you took the road and put it on one side of the field, so true, the people that are closer there, it's good for them. But the people that live on the other side, for them it's bad. So therefore, this new road that you gave them is not a good road for everybody, so therefore it's not called a dinah. Therefore, like you have no right to take away that first road, that's why what you did is no good. And the Mora says, Kol minatza derech haklaksanhu, because kroivol is there, rechoikol is there, it's close to this one and a far away from the other one. So therefore, the road you gave is not called a good road. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, amai shaloi lo yegia. How come the lochari shaloi lo yegia that your own you can't take back then? The Chur was saying now what you gave them is no good, so the second one that you gave, take back. Leimelu, why don't you tell them, shkula ditchu, vahavli didi? Like, you go take your first road that you were using and give me back the second road that I gave you. How comes Mashmi even the second road he can't get back? So Mora says, that's a new halacha mishum to Rav Yehuda. From Rav Yehuda's halacha. Dom Rav Yehuda, meitzah shechzika barabim. If there's a path that the rabbim was using, they went through it, is also lekalkaloi. You should know you're not allowed to destroy it. There's such halacha that once a rabbim starts to use the path, you're not allowed to stop him. You can't stop them. It's get like such a kinyan like that. That once the rabbim start to use this path, you can't take it away from them anymore. So even though when you gave them the second path, your kavana was to make an exchange to get back the first one, and we're saying now you can't do it, but I call upon them, you lose your rights to get the second field back also. Because once they start to use it, that's a new halacha. When a rabbim uses the field, you can't get it away from them. So again, so from here again, there's no proof to the halacha of other inish doing the lanavshe, yes or no. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. It says, Alocho, Bal Habayis Sheheniach Peya, Mitzad Echot, a Balabos that had a field growing a Tfua, and there's a mitzvah to leave over Peya, one corner you have to leave over for the Aniyim. So Itaka left over Aniyim on one side. Ubo Aniyim v'not lo Mitzad Acher. Now the Aniyim came and they took Peya from the other side. Not the side, the corner that the Balabos left over for them, but they went to the other side and took the other side. So says the locher is zev zev peya. They are both sides now are peya. What the aniyim took mashma, they had a right to take it. And they can keep it. And the other side that the balabos made peya still remains peya. Now the question is why? V'yamet, if you're going to tell me that there's such a locher that ovid inish din alenafshe, a person could do a din for himself. Amai zev zev peya. Why should both corners be peya? Link on pizra v'leisav again. Let him take a stick and stop them from going through. Like a monashach, if they took a different corner for Peya, okay, what they took, they took. But now the Balabos should have a right to take back the first corner that he left over for Peya. How come it says here that the first corner still remains to be Peya? Like why? You only have to leave over Peya once? So he left it. So how come the first thing is still Peya? Like why can't he stop them? So Mora says, true, maybe he could stop them. But Omar Rava says, my Zev is a Peya. You know what it means to say over here? That both corners are peya, not only what the aniyim take, but even the first corner is also called peya. Hatei means to say lepoitra min amaisa, means to say that tapote min amaisa. That's what it means to say. As Rashi says, the af peya hanisheris hefka chashiva. The peya that he first left, like was left over, is considered like it was hefka. The af agav denokat lo iu pturim imaisa. That's the chiddush. Even though the balabos himself comes back now and takes the first peya he left over. What happened was, first the Balabas left over on the right side a corner for Peya. And the Aniyim came and took a corner on the left side for Peya. So now the locher is later, the Balabas has the right shoe to come back and take back that first right corner that he left over. But the Chiddush is, since at the time when he left it, he was like Maskerit for the Aniyim, when he himself takes it back, still he's potter Maisa. He's potter from giving Maisa from those Tfuah. Kidatanya, like we learned like this, Kidatanya. Hamafkir is karma. If somebody's mafkir is kerem, fehishkin baboyker, and he gets up in the morning, ubotzroi, and then he goes down to cut it down, like he himself is zeicha back in his own kerem, is chayev v'peret uvielois v'shichor v'peya. All these things takis chayev. Even though there's such a locha that when you really mafka your fields, and you leave it hefka, that lemaisa somebody else comes and takes it, that he's potter from all these things, he's potter from peret, from oilus, from shichor, from peyam, but that's only if somebody else comes and takes it. But if the same balabos that was first masquerade, if he himself takes it back, there's an extra post that Rashi says, Tazav, it says Tazav Yisairo, that if you yourself take it back, you're still chayiv. But still, upotim in a maisa. By maisa, the chayiv to give maisa there doesn't say an extra time Tazav. So there we dash, and even though the balabos himself, that was first mafker his fields, then he himself goes and zeicha back again, still it's potim in a maisa. Whereas the maisa, it was hefker in between. So even though he himself is the one that takes it back, still is potem in a maisa. So that's all this brice also means, that peya, that the first pay that Balabas left over, it doesn't really mean he has to leave it there. Havada, we hold that over in his yunul anavshay, you have a right to take it back again. Just when you take it back again, there's a ksas kul here, that it's still potem in a maisa. The Mishnah says, Nishpara kadoi b'rishus harabim. Somebody broke his pitcher in the rishus harabim. For huchlak echad the maim, somebody tripped in the water. Or shaloko becharsa, or somebody hurt themselves becharsa in the broken pieces of the kli that broke. So chayev, the bala kli is chayev. It's like your bor, you made a bor b'shus rabim. So the bala bor is chayev for the headache that happened. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. B'miskazein chayev. If you had kavana, we'll see in the Gemara what it means to break the kli or to leave the kli there. That is like your bor, then you're chayev for the damage that happened from it. But b'yeinu miskaven potter, if he didn't have kavana for this, then l'maisi a potter. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what Yehuda comes to tell us. But the Reisha telling us that there's a new mazik of bor, like if you broke your kad b'shus harabim and you didn't clean it up, and somebody gets damaged there, so you're chayiv for the hezek. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, lo yishonu, when does the Mishnah say that you're chayiv? Lo yishonu ala she'tinfo kelev b'mayim. Only if your kelev got dirty in the water. Your clothing got dirty in the water. And somebody tripped over this water now, and he dirtied his clothing. So then you have to pay for the damage.